Blog Talk Radio.
This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Hi, this is Petey, and this is Petey Talks Music. I have with me today Vic Scully.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
I hope everybody is fine out there today. So let's get started. So you've been on my show before. Is there anything new?
There's a lot of stuff new. I've been on your show like 5 times. I appreciate it. But what's been new is I came out with a new label. So for female artists and male artists that want to design and that's trying to make a name for themselves, you know, I'm going to, you know, help them make a name for themselves. And Million Dollar Game has been out now for like 3 months. We've been doing pretty good. We got another artist in Washington, D.C. named Rap Master Sean, shout out to him, and he's coming out with a mixtape. So we've just been working, you know, and I've been kind of taking a break from music for a while. But like, if any artist out there that want to get signed and that's just trying to get, you know, a name for themselves, you can hit me up on Facebook or you can call me. Matter of fact, I'll give my number to everybody so they can, you know, hit me up, and my number is 612-229-1019.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. No, I heard the okay. I thought I heard a noise. That's why. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And what started, you know, this company is a guy, he goes by the name of Eric. And he signed me to Universal Music Group. So shout out to Eric. And he's been in a hospital. He had a heart attack. And I just been waiting on him to, you know, give me the word and, you know, what to go from there. And if, you know, people don't know about Universal Music Group, it is a label in L.A., one of the biggest labels in L.A. So, Million Dollar Gang is under Universal Music Group, and that's how it, you know, got to, you know, the way it is. I am the CEO, and then I have a manager that goes by the name Courtney Marie.
Okay. Awesomeness. So, I'm sorry. So, anything else?
And then I had to change my name. I had to change the Lil Bass. I was like, man, I was hurt because when I came out of Ohio, I was going by Vic Scully. And with that being said, with Vic Scully, I got over 141 songs put together, even with the new page now of I was going by Lil Bass. So my name is not Lil Bass anymore. It's Vic Scully. So I had to change it because my manager, he didn't like it. Well, producer, I'm sorry. He didn't like it. So he was like, drop the Lil Bass and keep Vic Scully. I was like, all right.
Okay. Cool.
And then we have a Million Dollar Gang website. And then we got a Million Dollar Gang page. And then we got Team Savage. It's a street team. And I have another page. It's called WWE.com because I am a big fan of wrestling. I love wrestling. I don't care if it's fake. I love it. You know what I mean? So I just dedicated it to them because pretty soon I'm going to be, you know, doing something with them.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get started on your song. So the first one is called Thinking of You. Tell me what inspired that song.
What inspired that song was I was going to school with this girl, and her name was what do they call her? They call her, man, it's been so long since I've been in school. They call her Day Day. That was her name, Day Day. And I live next door to her. But it was like every time, like, I see this girl, or every time I try to talk to this girl, my words wouldn't come out. So I was like, dang, man, how can I tell this girl how I feel about her? You know what I mean? So I did that song about her.
Oh, that is sweet.
I don't know if she heard it, you know, but, like, rumors were going around that she did hear it and that she did like it. So, you know, when she heard it and stuff like that, we saw each other at the end of the day at school. And she was like, you know, I think you're cute. You know, and I was like, I think you're cute, too. You know, and that's all it went, you know. It didn't go, you know, no further than there. But, yeah, I thought she was a very beautiful girl, so I just did a song for her at the time.
Awesome. Okay, so for some reason, I'm having a little trouble finding it.
Y-O-U?
No, it's V-I-C-K space S-K-U-L-L-Y.
Oh, no. I was on there. I couldn't.
Oh, okay. Just go to James Squall. You're going to see James Squall at the description. And then it's going to come up. You just got to keep going. You got to go all the way down. It's like at the very, very bottom.
Say it one more time.
You have to go on, okay, do you see like my video Balling, for instance? I got so many videos, everybody. I got over 141 songs, and you can see it's hard for her to even try to, you know, track them. But just click on James Squall, the subscription, the name, and then all the videos are going to pop up.
Okay.
It's a channel, basically.
You said click on Balling?
Oh, no. You see at the bottom where it says James Squall?
Hold on.
Like, it says James Squall. Like, that is, like, the page. You know how you can subscribe to your channel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the name. So if you click on that name, the videos are just going to pop up, like all the videos.
Ah, I've never had this happen before. Frustrating. No.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
For the first time ever, I just can't for the life of me find it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I guess there's a first time for everything. What's going on? Okay, hold on. All right, so yeah. The way that the title is spelled, is there anything in there, like, it's thinking of you, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you just, when you go to the videos, you see this description at the bottom. It says James Squall. See the description, like, on the video. On the video, just on the video itself, it says James Squall.
The video.
Not on the video, but like on the side, where views and all that other stuff.
Okay, so it should be. You said where. Okay.
Just click on James Squall and all the videos are gonna pop up.
Okay. Okay. Hold on a second.
This is Petey Talks Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is Cutie Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Okay, where did you say I could find the song again? I'm sorry.
James Squaw. It's like James Squaw. You see the subscription? You know how you subscribe to that person's channel?
Yeah, and the about section.
Yes. Go to there, and then go to videos.
Oh my goodness! Okay, so I've gone. I'm at like all your videos, but I do not see it.
Just keep scrolling down.
Yeah, it's all the way down.
All the way down, at the very bottom.
To the very bottom. The last song that's here is The Flash.
No, not my new page. Yeah, I typed in Vic Scully.
Yeah, I'm on Vic Scully.
My old page?
No. Well, hold on. Okay.
Yeah, Victor McCoy, that's my new page. So if you type in Victor McCoy, then that's how all my new videos are going to come up, the new Vic Scully. But if you type in Vic Scully, then my old videos are going to come up.
That's cool. That might be what I was doing wrong. Okay.
This is Cutie Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Okay, I heard you saying something over the music.
Oh no, I was talking to my brother's dog. He got two dogs.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Okay, so I looked up Vic Scully, and it's showing me the page that I'm already on, and for some reason, like I said, I cannot find it. I don't.
Did you go to About?
Yeah. Well, when I go to About, it just says joined September 25th, 2014, and it says 2,901 views and 58 subscribers.
Okay, and then go to like the main where you see the videos. You know what I'm talking about, right?
The videos.
Yeah, like not the main screen, but you know what I'm talking about, like where you can see all the videos.
Yeah, I don't. For some reason, see it.
Man. You might as well just click on Fly as Fuck, man.
You said what?
I said you might as well just click on Fly as Fuck.
Fly. Okay.
It's there. It's just there. You know what I mean? It's just on there. When you type it up, you're going to see it.
And I don't see that one either.
All right, well, we just go to the old song today.
Okay.
The new song, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I'll put it on my wall for everybody to, you know, hear the song. Because she's having a little bit of difficulties with it. So I'll put it on my page so everybody can check it out.
Yeah.
But click on my new one.
Which one?
She's a Virgin.
All right. So tell me what inspired that song.
Well, what inspired that song was that I was just like, you know, I put on a beat, you know, and I was geeked. So I was like thinking about like how girls say they are virgins, and then they're really not. You know what I mean? Like they're just lying about, you know, their sex. You know what I mean? About, you know, them being, how can I say, them being something that they're not. So I was basically just like saying, like, if you're going to say, you know, you're a virgin, then once I find out that you're not a virgin, then that's going to be a problem, because then I'm not even going to be interested in you anymore after that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Hmm. Okay. This is She's a Virgin by Vic Scully. Oh no, what has happened to this is just a whole day of things. Oh my goodness, what is going on? Okay, everybody, I'm having a little bit of a technical difficulty. Hold on, please. Okay. All right, here is She's a Virgin by Vic Scully.
She's a virgin. is a virgin. Stay positive. Keep following your dream. Stop programming for 2015. We're coming off with a new year. I love y'all.
All right, that was She's a Virgin by Vic Scully. So this next song is going to be called Daughter. So tell me what inspired that song.
I got two girls that look up to me. And every time I talk to them, they call me daddy. So it's like, I don't have a kid, you know what I mean? So special, you know, from, you know, hearing it from somebody that sees my music and, you know, just accepts me for who I am and not, you know, judging me about, you know, the other stuff, you know. So I have, you know, kids listening to my music too, but, you know, also with their parents being there. So, you know, I did that song, you know, to them. And, you know, Courtney Marie, they're, you know, those are her daughters, you know what I mean? So it's like very, like that impacted me to do that song, you know what I mean? Because, I hope that it, you know, I see them one day. I hope that I get to, you know, talk with them one day, you know what I mean? Because they're like, they're really cool. They're really sweet. They're really nice. So it's like, that's just how I feel if, you know, somebody was talking to my daughter or somebody was, you know, talking to my son as an older female. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the emotion on how I would take it. That's what I want to let everybody know.
Okay, awesome. So this is Daughter by Vic Scully.
Good morning, Zeta.
Good morning.
How do you feel this morning?
Good.
You ready for school?
Yeah.
Have a good day?
Yeah.
You got a glass of fun? Yeah. All right, I love you.
I don't have a daughter, man. But if I ever had kids, man, or if I ever have a daughter, if I ever have a son, or I'm the kid in the world, man. Okay, no, that's positive. Don't you understand what I've been through? You don't know my situation. Talking to my daughter, telling her how she can be anything that she wanted me. She is my dream. I promise you she is. Got two girls that look up to me, so they call me daddy. You don't understand me. And I wish it would touch them. I will bang it, blast it. Rupert is what I'm blasting. I think you don't want to have to take me there if it's my daughter, man. Best believe I'ma turn up to the maximum. I don't know about your dads and your daughters, man, but you might want to tell your daughters to get off of me. Yeah, man, I'm just that man. I'm just turned up, man. I don't know what you got to say about me, and I don't care, man. I'm pulling up. I'm Mr. Clayton. I'm pulling up my daughter, man. I'm trying to get back home. You got my daughter with me. And she's going to kill. What you got to say? Look, I'm turned up, nigga. Hall of Fame, nigga, when I say it's Father's Day, nigga, I'm turned up to the maximum. I'll take care of your daughter, yes, I will, man. I ain't lying, yeah. I'm just that man when I pull up. It's Darth Vader, nigga, when you see me pull up, I just chill it, thrill it. Murk it when I say that, I just sound it. You throwing darts when the bullets be flying, yeah. You boys don't want it, I promise you, you don't, man. Pull it up. Arcoma, when I pull up, I put my daughter, man. About to take my shirt off, call me Seth Rollins, man. You don't want me, Weezy. What you got to say about me? I put my daughter, man. Turned up to maximum. What you got to say about me? But you don't see me blow that green, I promise you. She don't see me drink, yeah. Or she don't see me smoke, yeah. I'm just living life, man. This is a true story, man. But I tell you what, I've been through. You don't understand, man. I'm just pulling up with my daughter, man. When I say I'm pulling up, I'm looking clean. What you gotta say about me? I blow that green looking like a professor. When I blow the green, you can say Professor Oak when you see me. You don't understand, but I pull up with flames when I pull them up, man. I just shut it down, man. What you got to say about me? Got my daughter with me, and we going to the park, man. So you understand, when I say I kill you, I just drill in. What you do, you wouldn't say anything about me. I got two hammers in my hand. You better be careful about what you say to my daughter, man. Careful about
what you do with her, because it's about me, me, and you, man. If she better not tell me, because if you tell me, I'm banging, and I promise you I am. I love you. That was Daughter by Vic Scully. Oh, that was so cute. Was that her saying Pop Poppy Doo?
No, it was a part of the song. So
okay.
Yeah, it was part of my mixtape Hall of Fame. So that's why I use, you know, every day is, you know, day, and then, you know, Hall of Fame. You know, to the people out there that are taking care of their kids, like, or that are single parents, you know what I mean? I dedicated it to them too, you know what I mean, because I respect them and I respect their grind. So, you know, you're, for a single mother and a single father, you're in the Hall of Fame in my book.
Awesome. Yay. All right, so your next song is going to be MVP. Tell me what that's about.
MVP. I feel like I've been doing it for so long, and it's like I come to a lot of rappers. I come in touch with a lot. I don't want to say no names or anything like that. And I want to say this before I drop this song, is I don't have no beef with no artist or whatsoever. You know what I mean? So I want to clear that straight. But this whole song with MVP is, I've been doing it for 4 years, so I feel like I am MVP. You know, I feel like I am, you know, man of the year, you know what I mean? So I push myself every single day, and I stay focused on what I believe in and what I, you know, believe that I'm going to do. So, you know, this song just says it all, you know what I mean? So you guys will like it, and I'm hoping that you guys will like it. So, yeah.
Right. Awesome. Sorry. Okay, so this is MVP by Vic Scully.
$1 million cash. I feel like MVP, man. MVP. MVP. I'm tripping, man. I came up to water, man.
Son, what's the time then?
Why you come up on your block? Why you talking shit? I'm taking money, bitch. You just keep on fucking head. Man, I'm trying to win shots, man. When I fuck, I'm pulling up with my gang. What you trying to say about me? What you see me? Don't you see me black skin? Don't you see me boring? Coming out in slow motion. Diamond just shining. When I'm with my team, we is all gonna eat. Don't worry, I've been on the block. I've been struggling. I know how it feels, man. Smashed a couple of bitches, man. But I ain't proud of it, man. I'm just telling you what I've been through, but I'm still fucking fat, man. Like a fucking shit. I'm just living life, man. Staying positive. And I ain't about sex, snake, bitch, and shit. That's not me. I stay in my own way. I don't know about you pussies. I'm dancing on you niggas, and I'm with my fucking gang. $1 million gang when you see me with a bad bitch. Damn, I'm so far. I'm still full up. Pull up, please. street niggas can't keep talking. What not say it's just me and my city, I'ma keep on talking. I ain't lying when I say I make that girl split. Let your bit when she's dripping, when she's skinny. Say that I'm just too fine. Say that I'm just too clean. I say that, yeah. I am that boy on the block, man. You know I'm hot, $1 million gang. When I'm pulling up, what's my name? What you gonna say about? Stop talking shit, cause you don't know anything. Don't I'm walking like Rhonda. All the money company. And I'm feeling good. Got a bad bitch calling me. And say that she loves me. So I'm feeling great. What you gotta say when I'm riding with my chick? Counting this money. I'm still pulling up. You say yeah, nigga, I'm just like pink. Far away, shining, diamond to the shining. When I pull up, don't you see me naked? When I say rainbow diamonds, when you see me mad, that's why I win. When I'm in the ring, I don't play chess. I say that I'm balling for show, girl. My cheerleader, so I ain't saying nothing. I'm just calling the shots, and I'm calling the plays. I'm so I'm going back. I'm going in, and I ain't even playing in. I'm just a three-point playing nigga that I ain't even fucking playing. I'm going off, nigga. When I say I'm waiting, I ain't fucking playing, nigga. This that rage flow for these fucking niggas that be hating. I be pulling up with that gold chopper in my hand. I'll lay him down. I ain't even playing, man. Got that star on my head when I say I be coming through. What you gonna say about me when I say I pull up in my fucking sleeve? What you gonna say about me when I say I pull up? Got a bad girl, yeah, she is right in the sheet. No bitch, that's the reason me. I'm just shining, twerking, and she I'm still playing $1 million game. It's what he's saying. Don't you see me getting money? I ain't still playing, man. When I say I'm flexing,
all right. That was MVP by Vic Scully. So this last song is called Jumping Out the Gym. Tell me about that.
Well, I want to shout out to the Migos because, you know, that's who, you know, originated it, you know. And I seen the video of it, so I was like, you know, I'm going to make a Jumping Out the Gym remix. So that's how that came about. So I feel like pretty soon me and my team, we are going to be jumping out the gym with money in our pockets. You know, falling out and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, going to see, you know, like, my favorite team, the Cavaliers.
Oh.
And, you know, coming out of there, you know, with also MVP, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if anybody caught it, but every single song that she played was basically like a movie. So, you know what I mean? Until the end. So, you know, I'm going to be feeling like I'm an MVP walking out with my team, with bank in my pocket, you know, money falling out, you know what I mean? So that's how I feel. So I feel like I'm jumping out the gym.
Awesome. All right, here's Jumping Out the Gym remix by Vic Scully.
$1 million gang. I'm jumping out the gym. I'm jumping out the gym. I'm jumping out the gym. I don't care if you hate on me, you don't know me. It's $1 million gang when I'm jumping out the gym. Keep on talking, man. Your girl is on it, man. I am riding around with a motherfucker. Got it, man. You can keep on talking. You can keep on hating. Diamonds fucking shining off of my wrist. When you see me pull up, you can tell
say honeycomb when you see them diamonds on it. Tell your teacher to stop hating. Because I'm getting money. And I've been getting money on the low key. I'm jumping out the gym with a limited bag, man. Don't you see me drifting? You can keep on talking. Your girl is on me, saying that she really wanna be with me. She tell me on the first day that she loves me. It's just me and my team, and it's gang, gang, gang when you see me. I'm jumping out the gym with that automatic in my hand. I would fuck anybody, man. If you falling down, you don't want it with me. I'm a young thriller every time I pull up. Little bass, when you see them down inside of me, I'm glistening and I'm shining. When I say that, I be glistening. I got so much money, I can fuck my principal. And I ain't even lying. Boy, I just been fucking balling. They say I'm strapped up like Rambo. Run around town, that's what they talking about. I'm on your block still, counting money still. When I say I'm on your block, what the fuck you say about me? Put that automatic in your mouth. You gon' think that you was sucking on the dick for fucking with me. R.I.P. to all my haters, man. I ain't even listening. I be pulling up, I look like Riley, man. What you saying about me? You don't even know me. Color shit tripping off me. Will your girl beat me? Your girl really love me? She really said she wanna fuck me? On the beat, when she say she wanna fuck me, cause I'm too talented. Don't you understand me? I'm hot, nigga. What the fuck you talking about, nigga, when you say I'm not hot? So cold, nigga, when I am on your block. I stick my metal fingers up just to show you that I'm not playing, nigga. It's $1 million game, pussy. Little face, when you see me turn it up, nigga. And I got a bad girl right next to me, nigga. And she's balling like some girl on TV, nigga. What the fuck you talking about? I'm jumping out the chill. You lame niggas don't understand me. So if you don't understand me, don't listen to me.
All right, that was Jumping Out the Gym Remix by Vic Scully. All right, well, I want to thank you for coming on my show today.
Yeah, no problem. It's always a good opportunity, and thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem. All right, so, yes, this is Vic Scully, who will have one of his artists perform at my charity event, Let's Make Domestic Violence a Rap. That will be on June 17th, yes. And the performer, will be on my show tomorrow. Set out. All right, so I'm also having tryouts for the talent show portion of the charity event. That will be on May 6th at Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Library. That is by Chinatown in Washington, D.C. So if you want to come out, it's from 4 to 6. Go ahead and showcase your talent. It's for all ages. All right, so I hope everybody enjoyed the show today. I know I did. And hopefully I will be hearing from you soon, Vic.
For sure, for sure. And I'm going to be, you know, making more music and stuff like that. You know, I just got to, you know, focus on, you know, my life, you know, for a little bit. But I'm still going to be making music and stuff like that, and I'll still be contacting you.
Awesome. All right, so as we say every day, live, love, and laugh music. Have a good day, everyone.
Hey, babe, stay positive.
This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.